the Purim with Divrei Kabbalah is Yudalit or Tezvav. With Divrei Minig, it's not brought down in the Gemara, is what's called Tainus Esther. And we fast today. It's not brought down in Nevi'im, in Ksuvim, not in the Gemara, it's a Minig. It's a Chiyuv for those that are able to fast. It's brought down, somebody who needs to break his fast, the Ramor writes the Simitah for Resh Peivav, the Tainus Du Ein Choyva, like other Tainus, L'chein Yesh L'Hakul L'Eis HaTzayrich, Muberes, Menekes, even though other Taneisim, maybe sometimes we look for more of a Tzairich, it's more lenient, this Tainus. In fact, every Tainus from the Dalet Taneisim, it's brought down. A Bal Nefesh is Machman, I can take a shower, other things, make it in your life. But a Bal Nefesh is Machman, not a Tainus says. Tainus says that's Mutter. Everything is Mutter, besides the Inyan of not eating, you're allowed to take a shower. Today people are going to change for Big Day Shabbos. And for Purim, sometimes if you go to Mincha, then you stay there ready for Ma'ariv Kriyas HaMegillah. And on the Yadinish, some people come back. Change, I don't know what the Chassidim do, they change their time already. If they come from Mincha, they're not going to come back. You're allowed to take a shower if you want. It's Me'ikid, the Dina Mutta, before Shul HaPoiskim. This Tainus is more kal than a regular Tainus. But the Shaila is, this Tainus is a Milsa de Tmiya. It doesn't make sense. Why we fast the day before Purim? Mikana Tainus. Aleph. We know Megillah's Tainus, it's brought down that on a Yom Tov and a Yom Simcha, the day before, there's an Issa Tainus. There's an Issa to be in the mood, Bimizah. In the matzav of the, what Tainus brings to a person. Even though Megillah's Tainus became Bokul, the Gemara says, but Chanukah Purim Alein Shteitach Mufurish Bokul Bokul. All the days that it says in Megillah's Tainus, that the day before you're not allowed to do this, that, Tainus, is also, it became Bokul. There are many days during the year that things happen, that it became Bokul, but not Purim. And here, because the minig for the Kadmoyinim is to fast, Zeicha to the Taneisim, that they fasted a month of fasted before the Yom Simcha Purim. How do we understand it? A kasha that the Kofoy, the Ofes Chaim, and Rishonim already asked. Va'oid kasha. And this kasha is the shvesta kasha to understand why we prava as that inyan of fasting to remember what they did during the time of the gzeira from Haman and Achashverosh. Every tainus is because we're still in this time of tzara that led to the gzeira that happened on that day, on that time. All the time tainusim, tainus, you had Shabbos of Betamos, Chur Beis Hamikdash, Tishabav. It's because we're still in Golos. We still don't have the Gula. Memela, we still have to do tshuva to be Mesakim, the Chatoyim that brought that Churban. On that day, something terrible happened to Klai Yisrael. They have to be Mesakim and they have to do tshuva. A statement that we still have to fast. Mitzvah, when there'll be a Gula, it will turn into Sasa V'Simcha those days. But why now, after we were Zaycha to the Gula, the Yom Tov Purim, the Ben Hafrechu, the Tzorah became Bakul, the Zerah became Bakul. Of course they fasted before the Bittul Atzeir. But now that we're holding La'achar came, why do we have to fast? What is Bechlal, the Indian, the fasting now after we have the Yom Tov Purim, which is already the Geula that we had, even without a Beis HaMikdash we'll see soon, what is the Indian to remember? Zeicha, that they fasted this. Why make a Zeicha? They did a Tshuva then, that brought Taka to a Bittul Atzeir. So what is Bechlal, the Indian, the essence of the Tainus of Tainuses? The Ochis Chaim and the Kolboy, one more kasha. Tain Sester comes out, Yud Gimel, if we'll come out, and Tain Sester will come out, Yud Gimel on Shabbos, Kodesh, we would fast Thursday. Even though we know the Gemara tells us that Akdume Puranusa, Leibne Kamina, we are never mocked in Puranas, we are the Acha Puranas, we delay it. We don't want earlier to hasten the Puranas. And here we find that we are mocked in the Tainus. If it's a Tainus that remembers Tzoris, Xeris, Puranos, why are we marking the Tainus as? And the answer that the Rishonim write, the Kovoy, is a fascinating Yisoid in what Bechlal was Tainus as. In my opinion, to be marked what they say in Fiyan Yis Daiti, the Yom Tov Purim begins today. It doesn't begin tomorrow. In fact, if somebody doesn't appreciate and he doesn't internalize and understand what today represents, then you can't jump into the Yom Tov Purim. It has to be preceded with the mahus of what today represents, what today's highness is all about.
Sorry, somebody has an EMT bin in the driveway there. I cannot get into my car. I have to pick up my wife from the center. Nobody's here?
EMT?
You black my car. Huh? It's crazy. I can't get into my car.
Okay, EMT, not here.
So the Yom Tov Purim, in order to understand what the Simcha of Purim is all about, we have to understand what today represents. Zok the Kolboy. Tainis Esther, who einoi tainis shel tzar. It's not a tainis of tzar, of avelis, to remember Puranos, Churban, like all the other tainis. This tainis is a day of chizik. It's a tainis who yoim shel chizik v'ima simcha. That's his lashon. What does he say? The sifsei chayim, Chaim Friedland, Mashgiach Panovich, the Chaim Lebracha, when he brings down the kolboy in the sefer, the sifsei chayim, he's mavaya barichas. And I think he says something fascinating. If you look in the Mishneh Berurah, in the beginning of Hilchos Purim, when he quotes the Yisoid from the Rambam, Matai Nisesta, he says it in three or four words. This kindness gives us strength in Golos and reminds us what Bechlal, the whole Yom Tov Purim is all about. What is it? Purim is a Yom Tov that we celebrate without being a base of Mikdash. In fact, if you look at the Megillah, I would have liked at the end of the Megillah, the Siyum on Megillah should have been with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They were still fighting. Marcha, yeah, Sheini, Lamalcha, Salat Givaldi. But the Maisim, they were still in Golos. On Beis HaMikdash. On being like the Regel. On its Galus, the way it was like B'Shafri had a Beis HaMikdash. In Chadami, things are better. Six days it became Marcha. That's a Yom Tov. That's a Gula. What was B'chlav, the whole Yom Tov of Purim? We said over many times, in Shir HaShirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in two ways. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Mashgiach Min HaChalonos. I said it here just last week. And a Meitzitz Min HaCharakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two hanhagos, how he runs the world. Amol, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, I said last week, he's a Mashgiach, he looks out from the window. Just like when you see somebody looking out of a window, the way he could see, he could be seen, floor. His guy was clear, you see at the window the person. And Amol, there's a person looks through a crack. Meitzes, he's looking in a karaka from the crack of the people. So he could see out, but he can't be seen. So we said over last week that the Vilna Goyim Taishas, that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, he was listening to the Meisels last week, he said that Rav Sadi Goyim says the same shot. I got this one now, this week, that Rav Eli Lapian says the same shot. He doesn't quote not the Vilna Goyim, not Rav Sadi. So we didn't put them aside. He says it on his own. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hashgacha Amol Min HaChalonos and Amol Etz Meitzes Min HaCharakim. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the ganze Welt saw the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisim Keseda, Ten Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he runs the world, who's Klor. Le'elon V'chet B'yad, a person to the Chet, he came to the Beis HaMikdash, he brought a carbon kapara. It was more than that, it wasn't only the carbon. Not only was it the timtum that was removed from the carbon. You just come there and you show tilm at the Yiras Hashem, like you go behind the regal. It's tangible. You become a different person. You see the Kahanim doing the Avoida. You see the Zrizas, the Chavivas, the Simchan Avoidas Hashem. You came out a different person. That's when we had a Beis HaMikdash, a Hanhaga, Mashgiach, and a Chaloinus. But I'm over at Kufus of Golos. Choshev. And the average person, unfortunately, more than an average person. Among we're sometimes guilty of having been of machshava. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is not here with us the way he was when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah in Parshas Vayelech tells us never to say chas v'shalom such kfira. That al ki'ena lekai b'kirbi mitza'uni aroya se'ela. Pasuk Yudzayin. Right after the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu corrects Klai Yisrael. And he says, you're making a big mistake. I'm with you in Golus. I'm performing miracles, Nisim, the exact same way like the ones under the Beis HaMikdash. But I have a different mahala. And mass, I hide Mahanhaga. That's called Hesapana. But I'm there, not only Iman Nechi Betzara, the Abish is Mishtak, maybe does. The Abish is not only controlling the world, he's running the world. He's running the world with that of Ness. Nisim Kiseda. Mamish Tuchon Rebbe Verrebbe Vuchon Eis. You don't notice it. Because you don't see the Abish Lelukim and Acharakim. You want to see it. You have to strengthen. You have to mutch yourself to look through the crap and be misboiling into the what we think Chas V'Sholom and Mikra, which Chas V'Sholom is fearing up the curse of the other thing in the Mikra. It's all Yad Hashem, Hashgachas Hashem, Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom Tov Purim, without a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, taught us this lesson. 9.5 years, Tzaras, one after another. Gzeres, at the end it was Gzeres Ben HaShemayim, that was Nechvim B'tit, because the Averis that they did. L'hashmid V'larim Yitzkola Yehudim B'nai V'atzaki. We had a last Muhammad, Mamish, to kill out every Yid. The Holocaust, the last, let's the Muhammad. Chas v'sholom, the Yidin, and who were not solid in their Amunah before the Muhammad, Al-Kiyena L'kai B'kiri, B'tzahun Yeroi Zayla. But the Rebbeinu Shalom not only is that fear, it's not Machstak Toys, the greatest the Toys in the world. This has to pon him. This is a Hanhoga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to pon him. But those that saw it, the has to pon him, the Rebbeinu Shalom. And they saw Hashgachas Hashem and the Nisim of Hashem. Not only did it increase in their Amunah in Betachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it increased in their Avos Hashem, in their Simcha, knowing there's a loving, caring Father holding your hand 24/7. B'chol Eis, B'chol Matzah, B'chol Zman. Golos, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, all the same. So the Hanhoga was the Eibush Tefitzich, Hester Parnum. We're not Roy yet for the Hezgalos, that we had when we had a Beis HaMikdash. But now he has to ask the Ponei B'yayim Mahu. In fact, the Dom Negoyim, in his first, in the first Pesukim in Megillah, in his Pirush of Megillah's Esther, the Gemara says, Homa ben Atoy Minayim, Esther ben Atoy Minayim, and now he has to ask the Ponei B'yayim without passing the Pachim B'yayim. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Chashmoy Noyim ben Atoy Minayim, Chanukah ben Atoy Minayim, Pum T'yom T'Purim, we look for a rabbi, it's an Esther, Mark, for Haman. What about Chanukah? Yevonim? Haman and Atayimene? Yevonim and Atayimene? Chashmenoyim and Atayimene? What the only guy answers? No kunz to look for a rabbi for Chanukah. You know why? When did the Yom Tov Chanukah take place? They had a Beis HaMikdash. It was Bizman, this galus of the Hanhoka Mashgif Ben Achalaynes. For that, it's a chiddush that they wish to perform these. They lost the Hanshgofa the way they had it because they did Averis. Like the Bach says, Nesh Deuda with the Srashul Mavoida. They did Tshuva. It's a lot of the Messias Nefesh of the Chashmenoyim. It was like back to the Tahara, to the regular way, the way it has to run in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not a Chiddush, not a Kunz. Purim happened during Golos, no Beis HaMikdash. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is here the same way, performing Nisim. You know, you don't realize by Nisim, we hear events from the news. You look at it like Mikra. What does it got to do with Yiddishkeit? What does it got to do with Rebbeinu Shel Olam? I always say, no, because it gives me chizik. The Alter von Kalem writes, one of his Mamorim, Mapurim. Can you imagine in Cheder, a Heilige Cheder during the time of Martha and Esther, the day after the party of Achashverosh, that he killed his Vashti HaMalka? They didn't have, like we have today, daily news from the phone, the Yeshiva world, whatever they have today. The papers, daily Hamadiyah. But I'm sure in Shushan, the Eidim heard. It was top news. In the morning, Noch Davinen, he had the Avashugan and Melech, and we have Avashverish. He was drunk, he killed Vashti, she didn't come in. So all the kids probably came to Chayt. And they told the Heilige Rabbein, the Malamdim, you heard what happened, Rebbe? Last night, he killed Vashti. What would the Rebbe say? He said, I'll come tell him, he dramatized. I was like, what would the Rebbe say? Hakmanishkin Chaynik. From a Suda, from Prizes, from a Melech Rosh, a Melech Shaita, what does it have to do with us? You shouldn't be mevabu yourself and tell him with a Zelech Hashtusim. That's what he would say. Very rightfully so. Meanwhile, what this kid is saying over is one of the greatest Nisim. The Rebbeinu Shalom orchestrated. Nitri da vashti yobo esem. The Eivish the plan. The refuah kaidim lamaka. Who would see that it's Yad Hashem? Hest upon him. So dar nisem. Tal smikrim. Shagasim. The Vilna Goyen writes in this shtick that that's why every word is ma'akib in Megillah. Because every detail is part of the whole shal shalas of nisem. There's no events, there's no mikrim. It's all the whole picture of a nes mamish. But the Eivish has a hanhaga of not showing that in Golas. But if you just bite it and you see Mamash, you bite it, Shalai. May this be